KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have mostly cloudy skies at 69 degrees. We look for it to be variably cloudy this morning, partly cloudy by this afternoon, and a high of 83. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle. Call 641-745-5253. Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds this Thursday will recognize seven individuals, including a Crawford County man, during the opening day of the Iowa State Fair for their unselfish service to their fellow citizens. The governor's life-saving awards ceremony recognizes citizens who helped a friend or neighbor in critical need of assistance and in turn became everyday heroes. The awards take place 10:30 a.m. Thursday at the Susan Knapp Amphitheater on the State Fairgrounds. In attendance will be Governor Reynolds, Lieutenant Governor Adam Gregg, and DPS Commissioner Roxanne Ryan. Now, there are four categories in which honorees are recognized: life-saving with valor, life-saving, meritorious service, and outstanding service. A Meritorious Service Award will be presented to Chad Reynolds of Vail for rescuing a disabled woman from her smoke-filled home. On February 3rd of this year, at about 11:30 a.m., Dorothy Huff was at her home in Vail in Crawford County. The 74-year-old woman is in a wheelchair and suffers from dementia and other health issues. Her daughter and granddaughter, who normally reside with her, were not home that morning. Mrs. Huff noticed the room getting darker from thick black smoke. The fire was in the living room, which is connected to the porch. Dorothy made her way out of the living room and fell out of her wheelchair onto the floor by the front porch. She could not get up or reach the handle on the door. Chad Reynolds, who lived across the street, saw the black smoke coming from the home. He ran over to the residence and entered the home, immediately locating Mrs. Huff, and he carried her to his residence. The award will recognize Reynolds for unselfish service that ensured Mrs. Huff avoided serious injury. Officials of the Cass County Memorial Hospital report the 2018 Cass County Health System Scholarship recipient was Tyler Steele of Oneida. Tyler was a 2015 graduate of the CAM High School. He's currently a student at Creighton University in Omaha, majoring in healthcare administration and policy with minors in public health, business administration, and biology. Brett Altman, Cass County Health System CEO, presented the award to Tyler. Officials of the City of Atlantic report repairs are set to begin on the Olive Street Bridge next Monday, August the 13th. The bridge will remain open to traffic but may be reduced to one lane at times. The Ottoman Chamber of Commerce yesterday announced the winners of this past weekend's Operation T-Bone Parade. In the category of antique auto, 1959 or older, Joe Bean was the winner. The Milestone Auto 1960 or newer award went to Dirk Rasmussen. Other Operation T-Bone Parade winners include Antique Machinery, Alvin Albertson. The Saddle Award went to the Audubon County Saddle Club. The Hitch Award to Audubon State Bank. Junior Division Parade Award went to Children's Nest. The Senior Division First Prize was presented to Audubon Country Players. Second prize, the Audubon High School Class of 1968. And the Good Neighbor Award for the parade was presented to the Exira Fire and Rescue Department. Grand champion went to the T-Bone Association. Elsewhere in area news, the Glenwood Police Department reports two arrests. On Saturday, 52-year-old Leslie Hamilton of Glenwood was arrested for public intoxication. Bond was set at $300, and on Friday, 54-year-old Kelly Wright of Glenwood was arrested on a Mills County warrant for probation violation. Her bond was set at $10,000. Sheriff's officials in Mills County report four weekend arrests. 48-year-old Rhonda Irene Watkins of Omaha was arrested a little after 1 a.m. Sunday on Highway 34 for possession of a controlled substance, possession of drug paraphernalia, and on two counts of possessing contraband in a jail facility. Her bond was set at $12,000. Saturday afternoon, 28-year-old Christopher Lee McDaniel of Pacific Junction was arrested in Mills County for driving while barred. And 49-year-old Juan Luis Sedano Medina of Sioux City was arrested Saturday afternoon for driving while barred. At around 12:50 a.m. Saturday, 29-year-old Jamara Lynn Mountain of Council Bluffs was arrested in Mills County for driving under suspension. Sheriff's officials in Pottawatomie County said yesterday that a traffic stop Sunday at the intersection of Highway 92 and 275th Street resulted in the arrest of 30-year-old Daniel Ernest Delaware of Carson. The man was taken into custody at around 8 p.m. on a warrant for OWI first offense. 35-year-old Daniel Martin Wilson of Council Bluffs was arrested last Friday afternoon at the Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office after he turned himself in. Wilson was wanted on two warrants, both for violation of probation. He was transported to the Pott County Jail and turned over to corrections staff. 37-year-old Thomas Moon Benegas of Council Bluffs was arrested Saturday evening at the Pott County Jail after he slapped another inmate during an argument. Benegas was charged with simple assault. A man from Tabor was arrested Sunday evening in Pott County following a traffic stop on southbound I-29. 51-year-old Dale Clifford Greedy was arrested for OWI third offense. And 47-year-old Christina Dolores Welch of Omaha was arrested Monday at around 3:10 a.m. following a traffic stop in Pottawatomie County. Welch was taken into custody under the authority of a Montgomery County warrant. The Union County Sheriff's Office said yesterday 49-year-old Victor Robin Thatcher of Creston was arrested late Saturday night at the Union County Jail. Thatcher was transported to the jail by deputies from Story County. He'd been wanted on a Union County warrant for domestic abuse assault. Thatcher was subsequently released after posting a $300 bond. Elsewhere in the news, the City Council in Sioux City has approved a $7.5 million settlement connected to a November 2016 crash that involved a Sioux City municipal bus. The council voted on Monday for the settlement with Chad and Roseanne Plant of rural Hinton. The city's legal department had recommended approval following mediation talks with the couple. Chad Plant suffered two broken legs and a brain injury during the accident. Authorities say a turning Sioux City Transit bus failed to yield at the intersection and struck Plant's sport utility vehicle. The bus driver was cited for failure to obey a traffic control device. Plant spent several weeks in a coma and then had months of rehabilitation. He and his wife didn't file any litigation. Iowa Republican Congressman Steve King says he hopes the trade disputes between the U.S. and other countries can be resolved sooner rather than later, but he's not optimistic.
Let's get this done before the beans turn, and that's been what I've been saying to them for about 3 months now, but in my conversations about a week and a half ago with Peter Navarro and with Larry Kudlow, the top two White House negotiators, is that I'm not as optimistic as I was.
King, a Republican, says they don't even have a NAFTA agreement done yet. He says that Canada seems to be holding up that agreement while Mexico is ready.
So the president has indicated he may be ready to cut a bilateral trade agreement with the Mexicans and then turn to a bilateral negotiation with the Canadians and hope to get that result.
King says trade with China poses a whole different series of problems, particularly for the 4th District he represents, as the district is top in the state in pork and soybean production.
Don't forget that the center of the objection with China is not the trade imbalance, but instead it's their theft of our intellectual property, a number that the lowest annual cost of the thievery, the piracy of intellectual property by Chinese, is the lowest number is $250 billion a year. The highest number I see is $600 billion a year.
King said the recent administration decision to make up producer losses will help for now, but he wants the trade battle to end as quickly as possible. Authorities are investigating a bank robbery that took place Monday afternoon in southeast Iowa. The Keokuk County Sheriff's Office says a 911 call was received around 2:40 p.m. Monday with regard to a bank robbery at the Hedrick Bank, South Ottumwa Savings Bank, located in Hedrick. Law enforcement personnel from multiple agencies responded to the scene. Additional information was not immediately released. And an update to our earlier reports, the Iowa Department of Public Safety on Monday said the body of a female found late Sunday morning in Lee County has been identified and a suspect arrested. The body of 20-year-old Sadie Alvarado of Muscatine was found on a gravel road located on 235th Avenue, south of West Point in Lee County. Sunday evening, the Lee County Attorney's Office was briefed on the facts and circumstances of the investigation, and charges were subsequently filed on 28-year-old Damian Hammond of Morning Sun, Iowa. Hammond was charged with leaving the scene of an accident resulting in death. He turned himself into the Lee County Sheriff's Office on Sunday. An autopsy was set to take place today at the University of Iowa's Decedent Care Unit. The case remains under investigation. And a Cedar Rapids woman has been charged with vehicular homicide for the crash deaths of two people in Linn County. The Sheriff's Office's 23-year-old Brianna Stasny was arrested Sunday. Deputies say that 22-year-old Kayleani Moore and 43-year-old Darla Moander, both of Cedar Rapids, were killed in the September 29, 2017 crash on U.S. Highway 151 near Cedar Rapids. Deputies say Stasny was driving south and attempted to pass another vehicle when she struck the northbound vehicle driven by Moander. Stasny was treated at a hospital. Investigators say she was under the influence of marijuana when the collision occurred. The news was brought to you this hour by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle. Give them a call today at 641-745-5253. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.